This morning's sermon has five words. Only five words. That's not my sermon. These are the five words we're actually going to look at. These five words were spoken by Jesus. Very significant words. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, here's the five words. Don't be afraid, just believe. Five words. Don't be afraid, just believe. The context is Jairus, he is a synagogue ruler. He has come to Jesus, his daughter, and is seriously ill. By the time he gets to Jesus, the daughter had died. You could have said, you know, so close and yet so far away. No, I'm well aware, I did a sermon on this a few years ago called Faith for the In-Between Times. This is coming at it this morning from a different angle. So imagine you're a friend of Jairus's, right? You're with Jairus. You have traveled up, whatever distance we'll say 3 or 4 miles with him, because you know you know him fairly well, you know his daughter, and you arrive with him at Jesus, and as you do that, the news comes as well, the daughter is dead, all right? So you're Jairus's neighbors. This is important because I'm going to ask you a series of questions as his neighbors, right? Because we know how the story goes. Jairus doesn't. So imagine you're hearing those five words. Actually, you don't hear them. Only Jairus hears them, right? Because you're not within earshot of them. So Jairus is going to Jesus. The word is spread. And then Jesus speaks these five words to Jairus. Don't be afraid, just believe. You haven't heard them yet, right? So the title of my offering this morning is Just Believe. Now, if you're in the middle of a crisis and someone said that to you, just believe, 9 times out of 10, your reply wouldn't be the holiest in the world. You're telling exactly where to go with it and as quick as they could, truthfully. But there, that's what he said, just believe. All right, we have the text, right? You're the neighbors. Now, what we're going to have to deal with here is what we all have to deal with. It's the voice of human logic or human reasoning. You're now alongside Jairus, and you've got wind of this thing. Don't be afraid, just believe. But the daughter is dead. So neighbor one, we call them the Hezekiahs. Come up. And they ask the question, why bother the teacher anymore? Fair question, isn't it? There was some hope while the daughter was alive, but now she's dead, and unfortunate it is, but why bother Jesus anymore? It's a very fair assessment. Nobody would dispute that, all right? But then they go on with the next question, because they've said, Jairus, I know what that fellow Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe. But it's over. You've got to face the facts, dreadful though they may be. And our condolences to you, Jairus, on the death of your daughter. How many of us standing alongside Jairus would say that? You have to face the facts. It is dreadful, but it is what it is. Does that make sense? That's the Hezekiah's approach. I won't ask you how many of you would have said that. But it's human logic. No, there's nothing wrong with it, right? It's human logic, it's human reasoning. And I'm sure many of you would say that. The Jeremiah comes next, and he's ganging. He's heard the same thing now. Yeah? Don't be afraid, just believe. And he says this. Everything that could be done has been done, but unfortunately, not the outcome any of us wanted. He's a bit more tactful. You see what I'm saying? His approach is a bit more sensitive, a bit more caring. Everything that could be done has been done, but unfortunately, not the outcome. It's not as harsh as facing the facts. Now, some of you will probably use that approach. We need to have a word with him. That's one way of looking at it. It's the voice of human logic and human reasoning. A third way, we call these the I sayers, okay, comes with this. Jairus, you've done your best, but now you have to face reality. Your daughter is dead. Now, I don't know if any of that things were said to Jairus. But if I was in Jairus' situation, I'd think of all of these things myself. Would you? Why bother Jesus anymore? I've got to face the fact my daughter is dead, dreadful though it be. I have done everything I could do, and the outcome hasn't been what I wanted. The voice of human reasoning. It serves us well most of the time. It does, you know what I mean? In life, it's wrong. But it doesn't offer any hope. Isn't that the problem with that? In this situation, it offers us no hope. It just gives us reality straight. Very interesting, Jesus doesn't opt for any of the above. Even in his humanity, he doesn't say to Jairus, you've got to face the facts. You did everything you could, Jairus. I'm sorry, it wasn't the outcome you wanted. And my deepest sympathies on the death of your daughter. That's the best that any of us could do. How many of us, don't put up your hands because I wouldn't want to know, would be whispering something like that into Jairus' ear? As Jesus said, do not be afraid, just believe. You see, we know the story, but it's a remarkable situation because Jairus had no idea of where it was going to go. You see, it's fine to know the end of the crisis, but when you're in the crisis, you don't know the end. And there's several people, well-meaning, well-intended, and close to you, will give you one of those three options. Sometimes even when you don't ask for it. And they'll genuinely believe with all their heart they're doing you good. Agreed? The voice of human reasoning, good though it is, absolutely no good in offering hope in this crisis. Good enough as far as it can go, but the truth is it doesn't go far enough. All right, we'll move on. Now we have the voice of Jesus. We already have given that is theirs. So Jesus is hearing the lad speaking in the crowd, and you're part of this crowd. It's very interesting what he doesn't do. He doesn't address the crowd. Actually, in fact, the verse says this. Ignoring them, overhearing, but ignoring them, what they said, Jesus said again the five words, do not be afraid, just believe. Now you have the voice of Jesus, but he's in human form. So the other voices that could have been saying is dreadful or condolences, etc. Now you have a man standing in front of you who's saying something the complete opposite. What do you do with that? If you're Jairus and it's your daughter, what do you do with that? Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe. That's the NIV. Let me give you the New Living Translation. Don't be afraid, just have faith. If Jesus said that to you and it was your daughter, what would you be saying back to him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. The Amplified puts it this way. Jesus says to him, do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep on believing. You're in a crisis and Jesus miraculously appears to you. Or the writing comes on your television screen or a text or something and you know it's from God and those five words are on it. How would you respond? Because it's a life situation for Jairus. I can read it and just say, oh, Lord, what was your man talking about? Jairus, who cares? Jairus did care. And these were the words. All right, don't be afraid, just believe. Easier said than done. You're now on the way back with Jesus and Jairus. You've no idea what the outcome will be. What do you think will be going through Jairus' mind or your mind if you were in Jairus' situation? What will go through your mind? Your daughter is dead. This rabbi that can do remarkable things, in fairness, but he's coming with you. You have no idea of what's going to come next. And he said, just believe. How many of us would say, sometimes, Jairus, we believe what we want to believe. Are you sure you're not in denial? I know he said, believe. I know he said, don't be afraid. But sometimes, Jairus, we really believe what we want to believe. Are you sure you're not in denial? That will always be a challenge if you're stepping out in faith. We don't know if that went through Jairus' mind. But actually, there'd be enough lads around there to tell him. How about this one? Number two. Just believe, he said. Just believe. Oh, I wish it was that simple. Are you sure that is not just wishful thinking? Can you see where it goes? Wishful thinking. Just believe. That's far too simplistic. Just believe. Wishful thinking. Another traveling down with Jairus says this to him. Jairus, how many people have you seen or heard of being raised from the dead? That he'd be the straightforward shooter type. Not an ounce attacked, but dead straight. But meaning well at the same time. Don't get me wrong. How many people have you seen or heard of being raised from the dead? And your man here is telling you, don't be afraid, just believe. How many people would whisper that into Jairus' ear and thinking they're doing him a favor? Be careful, last one, of that fellow Jesus. Who knows what he's up to? He's not well liked among senior clergy. That was the truth. That could have been whispered into his ear. So you're in the middle of a major crisis. This rabbi comes to you and says, do not be afraid, just believe. Can you see? It is not as simple as we think. We read the story and we move on. So what you'll say is, what do I get from that that is of any benefit for me? Well, here it is. I wouldn't do a sermon without applications. When the crisis comes. So I hope it doesn't come for another 40 years. Well, I don't have that time now, in fairness. But we'll give myself 4 years maybe, or even 5 years. Some of you are very young. So when the crisis comes, and it's a major crisis, you're going to be faced with some internal dilemmas that you're going to have to wrestle your way through. Here's a few. Am I hearing right? Or simply hearing what I want to hear? Don't be afraid, just believe. You're opening your Bible, you're saying, Lord, I'm in a major crisis here. I desperately need you to speak to me. And a certain passage jumps out at you, or a certain line, and you're meeting with your friends. And even before you're meeting them, you're now questioning yourself. Am I hearing right, or simply hearing what I want to hear? If you don't think that, it won't be long before some of your friends will put that into your mind anyway. But in my case, I don't need them to put it into my mind. I can do it myself. You see that? Crisis number one. Am I hearing right? Number two, is my belief based on truth or wishful thinking? As you see, it gets less tactful as we go down. You're going to ask yourself that question. And again, if you don't, it won't be long before the next fellow is going to ask you anything. Number three that I see here in the crisis, am I in denial and setting myself for a major fall, or am I facing truth? The word is, do not be afraid, just believe. No, your close friends and your buddies will have all kinds of theories on this. But you're the one in the crisis. And you're the one that's going to have to answer these questions for yourself. Because it made no difference when Jesus traveled on that road with Jairus. The only thing that mattered was Jesus and Jairus. The other crowd's opinion made no difference at that stage. So in the crisis, what will matter is where you go with Jesus. Or in this case, where Jesus goes with you. That's the only thing that will matter. So am I hearing right? Or simply hearing what I want? Is my belief based on truth or wishful thinking? Am I in denial? Really, it's denial. And I'm setting myself up for a major fall? Or I'm actually facing the truth? The situation is desperate. And last option. Am I willing to throw my lot into? Don't be afraid and just believe. Because that's what Jairus actually did. He threw his lot into that. 5 words. It takes some faith, doesn't it? Considering you've never seen anyone raised from the dead. And can you imagine the emotions that he must have felt when he heard all that? So, am I willing to throw my lot into? Don't be afraid, just believe, and wherever it takes me, it takes me. There are options that we have in the crisis. Now, there's so many verses in the Bible that we could give about not being afraid and to believe, even though we don't know the outcome. But can you see how difficult it is to get to it? And the inward turmoil and all the thinking that goes on to get there. And then having well-meaning neighbors quizzing you and giving you their tuppence halfpenny worth. And instead of building your faith, it's even decreasing. And you're wobbly enough as it is anyway, in fairness. The problem is, what do I do with don't be afraid and just believe if it goes? What do I do then? The only choice we have left is what the Lord will do with it. The story of Jairus leaves us with only one message. He took Jesus at his word. It came down as simple as that. At the end of the day, it was that simple. He took him at his word. The only thing that kept Jairus going down that road with Jesus was he trusted him. So when the crisis comes, the question I'm asking myself, will I be able to trust the word of Jesus and whatever he says in the situation and take that and travel down that road, not knowing where it's going to take me? Just believe. Finishing with this, sometimes when I have had crises, major crises. I said that because some of the ladies listening and the web afterwards will be laughing. They wouldn't consider it a major crisis, but for a man, it was a major crisis. You know, anything from man flew up is always a crisis. But the challenge always has been to date with me is from the Lord, simply this: are you willing to trust me? At the end of it, it comes down to that. Don't be afraid. Just believe. You'll only do that if you're willing to trust him. Lord, who this is for, I have no idea. But Lord, my prayer is in the crisis, Lord, that they will hear your voice. And they'll hear, Lord, what it is you are saying to them. And it won't be what they necessarily would want to hear, but what you let them hear precisely what you are saying. And grant them the faith to trust you and trust your word. And wherever it takes them, it takes them. For the honor and for the glory of Jesus, we pray. Amen.